Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You hear that music, you know what it means. Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury case personally. Donnie Football with you on this Football Friday. Bob Pompiani, not usually in on Fridays. Our dear friend Joe Starkey is still up in Buffalo attending to family this weekend. He expects to be back Monday of next week. I am live from Bowser Chevy Studio B in Monroeville. Austin Bechtold, the man we call City Limits, is back behind the glass in Greentree. You can get in queue with him at 412-928-9370. And Ray Fittipaldo comes to us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Ray, we had a caller last hour who brought up a question about Roman Wilson. What will it take for this guy to get on the field? Three snaps in the game against Minnesota, even after the injury to Calvin Austin. I told him I would ask you, get some more insight on this. What is going on there? And I don't want to call him a lost cause just into his second year, but man, it's not looking good for a former third round pick.
Yeah, Donnie, I think he has to continue to build trust with the coaches and with his quarterback. And, you know, sometimes when you get into seasons and you get into the routine of going from week to week, there's just a comfort level there with more veteran players who have been through these experiences. And I just think Aaron Rodgers feels really comfortable with Scotty Miller. I think you saw after Calvin went down that game, I think Scotty had, what, 13 snaps? And I think Roman only had three or so. And you know that they love to play Ben Skoranek when they want to run the football. So I don't think that's going to change either. So there's going to be a time when Roman Wilson gets an opportunity. Maybe it's another injury, or, you know, maybe there's a package for him at some point where they feel like his skills as a receiver, you know, they could exploit a defense. But until that time comes, while Calvin Austin is out, I think you're going to see a steady dose of Ben Skoranek and Scotty Miller.
Are we going to see any sort of move at wide receiver, any acquisition to bolster that room a little bit?
I don't think so. Not at this point, you know, especially if this Calvin Austin injury isn't a long-term deal. I think, you know, we know they're paying DK Metcalf a lot of money. We know the way they feel about him. They finally got the ball to him last week. And listen, Donnie, whether people like it or not, they like Calvin Austin as a number two receiver. They think he can do the job. So unless he's going to be out, you know, for weeks, and they really feel like they have to go out and address that, I don't think you're going to see anything. You know, and even if that does happen, let's say the injury is longer than they would like, you can't just go out and get a normal run-of-the-mill Joe who's going to be like Calvin Austin. You want to go out and get somebody who's going to be able to affect football games and really draw coverage away from DK Metcalf. And I don't know if the Steelers are in position to trade another high pick to do that after you just traded a second-round pick to acquire DK Metcalf, you know, 6-8 months ago.
So you don't think they'll even waste their time on something like the Mike Williams trade from last year?
Not unless there's not unless they're really concerned about injuries. I mean, I never say no when it comes to the trade deadline with Omar, because if he thinks he has a chance to improve the football team, he will. So maybe there's a depth move at some point, but I'm just here to tell you they really like DK Metcalf and they like Calvin as a number two. So unless there's like maybe a depth move down the road, I don't see them making a big deal.
Do you think, even though this guy, it worries me because, you know, he has had a ton of injury concerns, a lot of concussion concerns, but like, would they check in on a Chris Olave again, or if the Raiders lose a couple of more games, Jacoby Myers?
Yeah. If the price is cheap, then yeah. Like if those teams fall out of contention and those teams want to move on and, you know, start thinking about the future, then yeah. You know, I think if those guys can be had for mid-round picks instead of high picks, I definitely think you might want to look at that. But, you know, I said this on the evening show last night. Look at the issues they had getting the ball to DK in the first month of the season before the Vikings game. They had a hard time. Still have issues getting the ball to Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth. If you add another big mouth to feed, you know, you're going to have to spread around the touches. I just think it's difficult for Arthur Smith to do that. Now, maybe, you know, they'll get to a point where, you know, they're running the football really well and that opens up the passing game. But until the passing game gets to a better spot, I just don't know if they want to add another guy to feed, so to speak.
Are you starting to buy into the chemistry forming between Rodgers and Metcalf? It is three straight games with a touchdown, and each one gets a little bit better than the last one.
I think they're doing the best that they can with what they have to work with right now. And if you noticed, Donnie, ball was out quick to DK early in that game. Just little pop passes here, get the ball and run. Even on the 80-yard touchdown, Rodgers' back foot hit the ground on a three-step drop and the ball was out. So they have to do that with the way the offensive line is playing right now. It's playing a little bit better, but I think Arthur Smith knows, hey, we still have to get the ball out quick. I don't know if we can hold up for, you know, 5- and 7-step drops. So that's still an issue for this football team. Eventually, if you run the ball, play action is going to be part of your arsenal. You want that. And you know, Donnie, when you go play action, you got to protect for longer and you got to count on your tackles. So we'll see if they ever get to that point. But obviously, getting the ball to DK to catch and run is awesome, but eventually you're going to want to get him the ball down the field too. And to do that, you definitely need better pass pro than what they've received here over the first month of the season.
Ray, we always love talking about some offensive line play, and they had their best performance in the game against Minnesota. Even with the injury to Jaylen Warren, they made it a point that they wanted to run the football. They did it with Kenneth Gainwell. He went for just under 100 yards, a couple of touchdowns. And he ran it a very good clip each and every time. Now, they went about it differently. They played a lot of jumbo sets in that game, a ton of Darnell Washington, yeah. Spencer Anderson on the field for almost 20 snaps. Do you think that is going to be simply a game-by-game basis of the game plan, or is that something you think they will try to work in every single week?
I really like what I saw out of that package. I thought it was their most complete offensive game of the season. It's the way they like to play football. So I kind of want to see more of that. But, you know, I talked to Pat Meyer earlier in the week, and he pretty much came out and said, hey, listen, we saw some weaknesses in the Minnesota defense. We thought we could hit them with a jumbo package, and it worked really well. Now, he didn't say we'll never do it again, but I don't get the idea that that's going to become like the staple of their offense. And Donnie, the next step, you know what it is. You got to be able to run the ball with Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith in the game. If you can't, it's really going to hamper your offense over the course of a 17-game season. So they haven't been able to do that yet. It's nice that they could have a jumbo package that you can go to when your running game struggles, but your offense isn't going to be really, really good unless you can run the ball out of every offensive set. So that's kind of the next step for Arthur Smith. You know, we'll see if they can do it when those guys get back from this break. You know, you're paying Pat Freiermuth $12 million a year. You're paying Jonnu Smith $8 million a year. Those guys obviously have to be on the field more than 12 and 15 snaps a game.
Are you pretty disappointed in that? I mean, we Austin and I went through some of our quarter season awards last hour, and I mean, I love Pat Freiermuth, the guy. He's a great dude, but I'd be lying if I said he wasn't a huge disappointment this season. It's not all on him, but it just feels like he's being phased out of the offense a little bit.
Yeah, Pat will be the first one to tell you shouldn't have dropped that ball against the Seahawks.
Yep.
You know, he's had some other unfortunate things that have happened throughout the course of the season. This isn't, you know, an offensive play, but, you know, he was the guy who was responsible for that blocked field goal. So, you know, it just doesn't seem like the first month of the season went the way Pat would have wanted it to go. So, yeah, listen, I think he's a guy that you can have some mismatches with defenders if you get the ball to him down the field. I think that the same with Jonnu Smith. I think Jonnu Smith is a guy, get it to him, you know, catch him, run. He could be a valuable part of your offense too, but if the Steelers don't feel like they can run the ball when those guys are in the game, then it's just really, it's not going to work as an offense. So Arthur Smith still has a lot of work to do. Thought he had a really creative game plan. You know, Pat Meyer also said we were looking for ways to get Spencer Anderson into the game. So when you think you have good football players and you want to get them into games, that tells you something. And when you don't play a guy like Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, maybe that tells you a little bit about the way they're playing as well.
I feel like Arthur Smith has his hands full a little bit going into this next game. So they get the bye week, which is nice. But if the Cleveland Browns can do anything well, Ray, it is play defense. They are really stout against the run, and they have possibly the best pass rusher in the game. And I know people in this area won't like hearing that, but Myles Garrett is a really good football player. So what do you think the best plan of attack would be for Arthur Smith and that group?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I was thinking about that myself last night. They got good corners too. I mean, that tandem they have outside is really good. So, you know, I think they played, was it the Lions they played last week or 2 weeks ago? That game eventually got out of hand. Yeah, that game eventually got out of hand because the Browns couldn't score. But I think it was like 10-7 in the third quarter on the road in Detroit. So that's not going to be an easy football game. So, yeah, I think you're right. Arthur Smith's going to have to figure out, okay, Cam, do we want to run the ball? Do we want to go heavy again and then neutralize the pass rush of Myles Garrett? That might be the way to go. Or do you put in some stuff and say, hey, we're going to max protect. We're going to try to get the ball to DK and some of these other guys and try to win the game that way. So, like, you know, people get caught up in what's the Steelers' identity. You know, are they a smash-mouth team? How do they want to play? But, Bonnie, you know this. From week to week in the NFL, it's all about the matchups, and it's going to be really interesting to see what Smith comes up for with the Browns because they are so well-rounded on defense. I don't know that there's, like, a weakness you could pick out and say, hey, we're going to attack them this way. That's a tough matchup for the Steelers' offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can listen to this show, Pomp and Joe, on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers reporter from the Post-Gazette, joins us as he always does around 11 o'clock on Fridays. Ray, are you starting to believe a little bit that the rest of the AFC North is in so much disarray that the Steelers have the door wide open to step in and take the crown away from the Ravens, who have won it the last few seasons?
Yeah, listen, another couple good weeks, if they get to 5-1, they're definitely going to be able to say that. I'm not going to say that right now just because it's so early in the season. We're four games in to a seven-game season. I'm not going to overreact to what the Steelers have done or what the Ravens haven't done. So I do eventually think, you know, things are going to even out. The Ravens played all their tough games early, and we know the Steelers have a tough schedule late. So everything's going to play out, but I do think what the first month of the season did, I think it's going to put the Steelers in position in December to at least have a chance to win that division against the Ravens. I think they get them again with two games over the final 4 or 5 weeks of the season, just like last season. So as long as they don't stub their toes against the Browns and the Bengals coming up, I think they're going to be in a great spot to at least be in position to win the AFC North at the end of the season.
Do you think the team will be mostly healthy when they take the field next Sunday?
I think Alex Highsmith is going to be back. I think Jaylen Warren will be back. But, you know, the Ramsey injury is concerning for me. I don't think they're going to risk that, a soft tissue in the, injury, you know, just with maybe ends up being a 10-day or, you know, 12-day break. So I think he's probably going to miss. And then Austin, I think we all knew he was going to miss some time. You know, it was encouraging to hear his teammates say it's not, you know, like a long-term thing, but I still think he's going to be out of the lineup for this Brown games. And like I said, it's going to make it a challenge against Cleveland. They got a really good defense, and guys like Skoronek, Miller, Freiermuth, Johnny Smith, those guys are going to have to step up and fill the void.
Do we have any idea really how bad the injury to Calvin Austin is? I know that Jerry Dulac, your colleague at the PG, said that both he and Ramsey are expected to miss up to several games, but
yeah,
is it as bad as that report sounds?
You know, with the bye week, they didn't have to make any IR moves. You know, we'll see if they have to do that after the break. You know, it's not the end of the world if you do have to put them, one of them on IR just because you can bring him back after a month. So we'll see what happens there next week. I do know Austin tweeted something to the effect that I'm good. That lends me to believe that it's probably not going to be, you know, more than a few weeks. But, yeah, we'll see. Tomlin will give an update on Tuesday. And those are really the only two big ones right now. You know, they got Trice on IR. Maybe they can you know, start to practice him next week. Maybe he'll have a chance to come in and – you know, maybe compete for some playing time with Ramsey out. So they do potentially have some guys coming back that could help in the back end, but none of those guys they could potentially bring back. And Dante Kent, the rookie, is another. None of those guys can really fill in for a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who plays outside, plays in the slot, and plays safety. That's a tough guy to replace.
Ray, I apologize if I missed you mentioning Joey Porter Jr. Should he be good to go against the Browns?
I think so. I think he was close to coming back for the Vikings game. They held him out. I do think he's going to be ready to go for Cleveland.
I feel like Brandon Echols has been a nice little surprise. He narrowly missed out on biggest surprise for me to Kenneth Gainwell, but Echols has not shown that much of a drop-off when he has to be, you know, in the game in some big spots.
Yeah, I agree. And if Porter does come back, you have Porter and Slay on the outside, you could slot in Echols there right into the slot. That would be really good for that corner room. And then you got to figure out, you know, what do you do at safety? You know, Thornhill can play free. That's fine. He's a vet. He's a pro. And then you got Elliott, who came back last week, and you know, he should be able to hold down the other side. So maybe they'll mix and match a little bit. Maybe it'll be Thornhill and Clark, or Thornhill and Peppers. We'll have to see what they do. But yeah, they're going to have to get a little bit creative here at safety to fill in for a guy like Jalen Ramsey.
With Alex Highsmith on his way back, what did the snap counts or that rotation look like at edge rusher? Because Nick Herbig is making it really difficult for them to keep him off the field.
Yeah, well, Terrell Austin's quote the other day was, we're not going to limit Nick Herbig. Now, I don't know exactly how to read that. I mean, I think that means that they're going to try to find ways to get him onto the field. I would be really surprised if they start Herbig over Alex Highsmith. I think they still have a lot of I still think Alex Highsmith is a really good football player when he is healthy. I mean, in the end, Donnie, it's a great thing for the defense. They do have that three outside linebacker package that, you know, they could pull out if they want to get all those guys onto the field at the same time. But, yeah, you know, TJ is going to play 80% of the snaps. No, maybe Herbig cuts into Highsmith a little bit, but I think that's a good thing. That guy is a very disruptive player. Highsmith can set the edge in the running game. You could probably divvy up the duties pretty well there if you're Austin and Tomlin. Use Highsmith more on early downs and then bring Herbig off the bench for those pass rushing situations.
I feel like it also allows for them to, you know, cut down TJ Watt's snaps a little bit, like in the middle of games, because due to the injury to Highsmith, he has been playing a ton. And, you know, I think it, you know, can save Watt for later in the season. It can save Watt for later in an individual game, just because of how good Herbig has also been.
And I agree. And I think they're comfortable playing Jack Sawyer as well. Every time, sometimes it's unsolicited. We don't even bring it up. And Austin and Tomlin will talk about how well Jack Sawyer is doing. We'll see what kind of move they make with DeMarvin Leal. He probably goes back to the practice squad with Highsmith being healthy. But yeah, they got four really good outside linebackers. You got Watt and Herbig, who are probably your two best pass rushers. And then you got Highsmith and Jack Sawyer, who are really good at setting the edge, bigger guys who can take care of the run game.
Ray, when it comes to the running back split now, Jalen Warren, when he comes back, I feel like Kenneth Gainwell, based on what he did against Minnesota, should still be getting plenty of snaps, and then maybe even a sprinkle of Caleb Johnson. So what will that look like outside of the bye?
I don't know, because if you look at the last two games, Donnie, when they've had a hot hand, they rode it. So Jalen Warren in that Patriots game, he was their guy. Like, I think Kenneth Gainwell got like four carries in that game. And then against the Vikings, I know Warren didn't play, but they were in no hurry to get Caleb Johnson a lot of carries. So they rode the hot hand. So is it going to be a situation where you just say, hey, let's go 50-50 with the touches? Or if you get somebody who's hot early, do you ride that guy and then just play the other guy a couple of snaps here and there? I do know this. Jalen Warren is their starter. They really like him. And I think he's going to get a chance to regain that starting job, or at the very least hold on to it. I don't think they're going to look at one game from Kenneth Gainwell and go away from Jalen Warren. There's a reason they signed him to that new contract. They believe in him, and I think he'll be the guy against Cleveland when they get back next week.
You can hit us up at 412-928-9370 on the Fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Austin, do you care if I indulge Ray in some free association?
Donnie, I would love if you would do that.
Ray, so we are going to go through your quarter season Steelers awards here.
Okay.
With free association. So your Steelers MVP.
Ooh. Donnie, that's a tough one, man. I know I'm not playing a game Joe wants to because I'm thinking about this. Cam Hayward's been really good the last three games. Let's go with Cam.
Oh, okay. I went with Aaron Rodgers. I believe Austin okay. did as well. Offensive player of the year.
You got to go with Aaron DK had a good game against the Vikings, but Aaron's been really good overall.
Defensive player of the year.
I'll go with Hayward. His ability to create turnovers, his ability to rush the passer, he's been really good. I think by season's end, it'll probably be TJ, but Cam gets it for the first 4 weeks.
Rookie of the year.
Derek Harmon, hands down.
Biggest surprise in a good way.
Biggest surprise in a good way. I'll go Patrick Queen. I don't think Patrick Queen was terrible last year like a lot of people thought, but I thought he's been really good here in the first month.
Biggest disappointment?
To me, it's probably Caleb Johnson. And I say that hesitatingly just because I think Gainwell and Warren are really good, and I don't know what the touches would have been even if Caleb Johnson was right, but obviously not good enough to play on special teams. They're in no hurry to get him into the game otherwise, and I'm just a little bit concerned that he's going to be behind the eight ball the entire season.
Ray, I have no further questions. Thank you, and we will talk next week.
Thanks, Donnie. Talk to you later.
There we go. Ray Fittipaldo from...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.